This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I feel terrible about what happened to these Iraqi detainees. They're human beings. They were in U.S. custody. Our country had an obligation to treat them right. We didn't, and that was wrong. So to those Iraqis who were mistreated by members of the U.S. Armed Forces, I offer my deepest apology.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld speaking before the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday. Mr. Rumsfeld also addressed the House Armed Services Committee, and the Defense Secretary took full responsibility for events at the Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad, and he laid out a plan to fully investigate what abuses took place there and the Pentagon's response. NPR's Andrea Sieber covered the hearings and joins us in our studios. Andrea, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And there is just no underestimating the extraordinary impact of these photographs depicting abuse really around the world this week. President Bush denounced what he saw in the photos, and he seemed to be very angry about the photos themselves.
He is angry about those photos, and Secretary Rumsfeld said he was as well. Everyone seems to be having a really incredible visceral reaction to them. The president and also Secretary Rumsfeld made it clear yesterday that one of the things that makes him angriest, though, is that the photos were leaked to the press. These were photos that were internal to an investigation inside the Pentagon, and so being leaked out of that investigation, one, and then to the press outside of the Pentagon itself, that's got to be a hard hit for a White House that is very careful about controlling information. One of the things that Rumsfeld also said to the senators and congressmen is that they should be on notice, that there are more of these photos and some videos to come, that they are also terrible, and that, in his words, if they get to the press, it won't be a pretty picture.
If these are released to the public, obviously it's going to make matters worse. That's just a fact. I mean, I looked at them last night, and they're hard to believe.
Now, Andrea, for months there have been various reports circulating that there might be as many as half a dozen investigations in the works to try and figure out what happened and who was responsible, who was involved. Secretary Rumsfeld said on Friday that he really didn't know how terrible the events were. How did he explain the fact that there were these reports in his office and he didn't know about them?
Well, he hadn't seen the pictures until Thursday night, according to his accounts, that he had been trying for days and days to get a copy of the disc that had been circulating with the pictures on it in the Pentagon. He also said that of the thousands of criminal investigations and courts martial that are going on in the Pentagon at any given time, it's impossible for the Secretary of Defense to know the details of any one specific case. He was questioned pretty stiffly about that, though, and several of the senators and congressmen made it clear that there were red flags almost weekly about this, at the very latest, the late 2002, and that he should have known. And he did accept responsibility and say he was sorry that he didn't elevate those to the level of Congress. He didn't know the extreme serious nature of the photos.
Mm-hmm. Now, there have been calls for Secretary Rumsfeld to resign, coming not only from Democrats in Congress, but from various editorial voices, including a number who have supported him and his policies in Iraq up until now. The Secretary said that he had no intention of leaving his job. He thought that such calls might be politically motivated. Let's hear this exchange with Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina.
What do you say to those people calling for your resignation?
Well, it's a fair question. Certainly, since this firestorm has been raging, it's a question that I've given a lot of thought to. The key question for me is the one you posed, and that is whether or not I can be effective.
How did lawmakers respond to that?
Well, Scott, you know, several of the senators after he made that statement said, especially the Republican Senator Frist, the majority leader of the Senate, and others said that they thought that this was enough, that yes, a lot of these are politically motivated and that this man has come out and now taken full responsibility for this. Mm-hmm. Many Democrats, though, including Senator Carl Levin, Senator Hillary Clinton, said they still thought, even after he accepted this and apologized, that it might be an appropriate way to show the world, his leaving might be an appropriate way to show the world that the United States really does abhor these acts and is serious about making sure they don't happen again.
What were some of the recommendations that senators and maybe people in the House had how to move events forward now?
Well, many reiterated over and over again that they would like the Secretary of Defense to have closer contact with them, especially as we might see more photos and videos in the future, and that it might be an important symbolic thing to tear down the prison, Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm. Which had a notorious history under the Saddam regime as
well.
Yes,
it did.
NPR's congressional reporter, Andrea Seabrook, thanks very much.
You're welcome.